From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting a machete attack in Paris. A knife-wielding man shouted Allahu Akbar, God is great, in Arabic, as he attacked French soldiers on patrol near the Louvre Museum on Friday in what officials described as a suspected terror attack. The soldiers first tried to fight off the attacker and then opened fire, shooting five times. The attack at an entrance to a shopping mall that extends beneath the museum sowed panic and again highlighted the threat French officials say that hangs over the country. A police union official said the attacker was carrying two backpacks and had two machetes. He said the man launched himself at the soldiers. The suspect is now in a Paris hospital after being shot by the soldiers. President Trump says Iran has been formally put on notice for its ballistic missile launch, and he warned that he'll handle Tehran in whatever way he sees appropriate, including militarily.
Nothing is off the table. I haven't eased anything.
In a series of tweets, Mr. Trump also continued his condemnation of the agreement that the U.S. and five other world powers reached to curb Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis is in Tokyo today, where he met with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and the Japanese Defense Minister. A little bit earlier today, he was in South Korea. Secretary Mattis said any nuclear attack by North Korea on the U.S. or any of its allies would be met with an effective and overwhelming response. Mattis said he wants to reassure South Korea and Japan of the United States' enduring alliance with the two Asian allies. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Washington Post newspaper reported a contentious phone call between President Trump and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, reportedly over a deal signed with the Obama administration to resettle more than 1,000 refugees held in Australia's offshore detention camps, with the president purportedly having hung up on the prime minister. Now, Prime Minister Turnbull refused to say what they spoke about.
I'm not going to comment on a conversation between myself and the President of the United States, other than what we have said publicly, and you can surely understand the reasons for that. I appreciate your interest, but it's better that these conversations are conducted candidly, frankly, privately. You'll see reports of them. I'm not going to add to them.
Now, U.S. Senator John McCain, who was also the Republican nominee for the United States presidency in 2008, made a call to soothe relations.
I called the Australian ambassador to reinforce to him our commitment to Australia and our relationship.
And even rock and roll legend Bruce Springsteen got into the act, offering some musical political commentary. He performed last night in Melbourne.
Don't hang up, oh no, really don't, baby, don't.
The new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, took a firm stance against Russian military action in eastern Ukraine by condemning Moscow's aggressive actions and saying U.S. Crimea-related sanctions will remain in place. Fighting has escalated in recent days in eastern Ukraine between Russian-backed separatist militias and the Ukrainian security forces. The new U.S. Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, has spoken to employees for the first time since being sworn in. He said employees should be permitted to express their political opinions, but personal convictions should not be allowed to harm the department's ability to work together.
We're on the same team. We share the same mission. Honesty will undergird our foreign policy, and we'll start by making it the basis of how we interact with each other.
Tillerson spoke the same week a memo was signed by nearly 1,000 State Department officials expressing an opposition to President Trump's recent order to temporarily ban travelers from seven countries. The White House says new or expanded Jewish settlements beyond their current borders may not be helpful in achieving peace between Israel and the Palestinians. Palestinians say Jewish settlements on the West Bank land they want as part of a future state is the major roadblock to peace. Israel says Palestinian refusal to recognize the Jewish state is interrupting the talks. And Eastern European leaders gathered on Malta today for a summit focused on finding ways of closing off the migrant route from Libya across the Mediterranean to Europe. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.